The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Why have you been following me?
Following you? What makes you think I'm following you?
I know it's gotta be tough. It's amazing that you have any range of motion as it is. I think you're doing great.
Yeah, tell that to my body.
Did you have any trouble making the arrest?
No, we were following him to see who he was going to contact, but he realized he was being tailed. I called a unit ahead of him and we managed to box him in.
Did he resist arrest?
He knew he was cornered and gave up without a fight. He's in booking right now.
Thank you, Miss Pennypacker. Have you made arrangements for Agent Simon's return?
As soon as I get clearance from Detective Lowe, I'll make the arrangements.
Tika, has our status changed?
No, sir. Wi-Fi is still at a 6, and there's one fighter to our starboard side.
He's gonna dog us all the way to Titan 4. We gotta get a signal out to Wit.
I hate to burst your bubble there, Chatterbox, but the aerodrome is empty. There's not a single soldier in sight. Oh my.
And now, episode 126, Reboot.
The whole airfield is deserted.
This can't be.
I have to agree with Gabby. I don't see anyone, not even an airport maintenance worker.
It looks like your army didn't get the word.
Did get the word about what?
Rage. Party of three.
What is she babbling about?
There's no one here, Master Lister.
Are you absolutely sure? Perhaps they are in a hangar or waiting nearby.
As soon as we park, Sprague and I will search the area.
Sprague? So that's what they call you, huh, Lizard Man?
Please, just let me eviscerate her. She's of no use to us now. Patience. We must find our army. Are you sure she landed at the correct aerodrome?
Yes, Master. I followed the charts all the way in. This is most definitely Charlie 3 Papa Oscar.
You two go and search the area. On your way out, send our guard up here to watch these two. I will also remain here in the cockpit to monitor local transmissions. Perhaps I will be able to contact someone.
The IDF has a small detachment just over the hill. We could give them a call if you'd like.
I am not amused, Captain Tam. You two contact me on our tactical frequency as soon as you learn something.
And hey, if you find a good sushi bar there, Sprague, give me a call.
Please, just give me one time unit with this one.
Come on, Sprague. You can play with your food later.
I would advise you not to antagonize the Jabot. They are a very temperamental species. He must hydrate often to keep his skin moist. If he gets too dry, he gets very irritated.
He has to stay wet, does he? Good to know. Nothing I hate more than a slobbering kisser.
What is wrong with her? Does she not grasp the gravity of her situation?
Pay her no mind. That's one reason why we call her Gabby. Now, what do you plan to do if there is no army here?
Then we will go and find them. I know they are scattered about this hemisphere.
There have been a lot of rage hunters over the years. They've all probably gone deep into hiding and are in full denial of even being a member of the Rage Party.
Their loyalty runs deep. When they learn that I have returned, they will follow me. Then I can take my rightful place as their leader.
You'll have to make a decision soon. The IDF tracks all incoming vessels into this area. They're going to get suspicious if we just sit here.
They're probably wondering why we came to this dump in the first place.
Then you will tell them that we are picking up passengers for transport to the east.
Passengers?
I don't care what you tell them. If they come and you fail to convince them otherwise, you won't have a ship to worry about. Now, scan these frequencies before I have my guard throw both of you off this ship.
Mercury, give me a status report. I want Captain Nate on video monitor.
Stand by.
I guess he wants to see if I make any unsavory gestures. Go ahead, make the video connection.
Connection up.
Hey, big guy. You just woke me up from my beauty sleep.
I am not amused. What is the status of my fighter?
We have it on board, and we're currently repressurizing the cargo bay.
Excellent. When do you begin your approach?
Stand by. I think Tika's about to make the call.
Titan 4th Center, this is the cargo ship Mercury on Localizer 36 for TIB on your command.
Mercury copy. Stand by for telemetry request.
Standing by.
What exactly is TIB?
Titan insertion burn. The telemetry request will require us to start sending our flight data to them, so don't get all trigger happy when you sense us start to send out data.
Don't worry. I am familiar with the process. Every planet has their own way of doing things.
Yeah. As I recall, last time we entered Titan 4's atmosphere, they didn't know you were coming. We're commencing with data download.
Titan 4, data link established.
We have your profile in our system. We will take over guidance from here and contact you after ionization phase is over.
Mercury, switching to computer guidance.
Now you do know that once we begin re-entry, there'll be a comm blackout due to the ion field we create.
I am well aware of that. Once you've established atmospheric flight, you will inform Center that you are releasing a shuttle bound for the Western Continent.
Oh, so you're just using the Mercury as a heat shield for your fighter. You do realize that your fighter's profile is in the database of the IDF, which controls this airspace.
I've taken the necessary precautions. I will advise you that my men will be leaving an explosive device in your cargo bay should you decide to open your bay doors during re-entry. If I do not hear from them, I will detonate the device.
I don't like the sound of that. What happens if they have comm trouble?
I have both of your transponders locked in. Once you resume atmospheric navigation, I will be able to track both signals. If I only get yours, then there will be no signal to track.
If they're going to the Western Continent, I have two questions. One, what do I do about the bomb? And two, if they're going to the West, what do you need us for?
You will conduct your business as usual. When the time comes for the use of your ship, we will find you. As for the device, it is inert until I enter a code or someone tries to remove it.
Sir, retro rockets countdown commencing.
Contact me when you've landed, unless, of course, I blow you out of the sky.
Did you get your distress signal out?
As soon as we had established the data link, it will continue once we resume approach with Center. I just hope there is someone out there to receive it.
If I know Whit, he's making his way back as we speak.
Anybody here?
Hey, Kelly. I'm glad you could stop by this morning. I would have had a proper greeting for you, except my secretary hasn't started yet.
Oh, secretary, is it? I thought I was a partner in this PI business.
Oh, all right, I stand corrected. Well, partner, when can you start?
The firm did make a counter offer on the salary.
Oh, they did they?
Well, I gave them the usual, "What a great opportunity you gave me," speech. And how much I loved working there. But they couldn't match the government's salary and benefits package.
How'd they take it?
A lot better than I thought. In fact, they're not even going to hold me to my 2 weeks' notice. I'm going in this morning to start training the new assistant.
Wow, that's great. When can you start?
Hopefully in a couple of days.
Well, maybe by then I have this place a little bit organized.
Well, looking around here, Jim, I'd say no.
Come on, you're just like your sister. You don't mince words.
Speaking of sister, I heard you tried to visit Kate yesterday.
Yeah, but it's immediate family only. Did you try?
Of course I did. And all that goes with dropping everything for a trip.
So you, in other words, Horace said no.
Believe me, if I could have swung it, it wouldn't have mattered at all what he said.
Well, the report I got was that she was doing better than expected.
Same here. I'll be so glad when they move her to Walter Reed. As for the Barnes and Merritt Detective Agency, how is it progressing?
Well, Barnes and Merritt, I like that. Everything is in place. I have all the required paperwork, including my concealed carry permit.
Speaking of which, O'Neill said I'll be going to Quantico for weapons training.
Hello, weapons familiarization. Big difference. Now, the IDF will familiarize you with your personal laser pistol, and the Feds will probably with a 9mm. It doesn't mean you're going to be issued one. That comes after a probationary period.
Not even for our business?
Look, don't be in such a hurry. I'm hoping we won't be taking on dangerous jobs yet. We have to establish our front as a vetting agency for the federal government.
I have a feeling that yours truly will be doing most of that.
Well, that's because you're the best.
Oh, please. You can do background checks as well as I can. Listen, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have a real job. I'll let you know when I'm available.
Sounds good, and let me know if you hear anything new about Kate.
I will. You do the same.
Ciao. Bonds.
Is this the Barnes Detective Agency? My cat is stuck up in a tree. What should I do?
Well, if it's a big tree, I suggest getting a big chainsaw and cutting it down. How you doing, Kate?
Caller ID takes all the fun out of prank calls. So, how's business? I heard from Dad that all your paperwork is done and you're an approved gumshoe now.
Still putting the office together.
I can only imagine what that looks like.
You and your sister are so much alike. By the way, you just missed...
Has she started already?
No, but it may be soon, as firm's letting her go before her 2 weeks are up, and as long as she trains her replacement. She stopped by on the way to work.
Oh, sorry, I missed her. What did she have to say?
And what would you have said about the place?
What a mess.
Pretty close. Well, you know, she is anxious to start, but I think she's looking forward to weapons familiarization at Quantico more than anything.
She does realize that weapons training is a requirement for everyone. It doesn't mean she's going to get to shoot one on the job or even carry a weapon.
I tried to tell her that, but she has other ideas.
Fill me in on the Von Longer case.
Von Longer? Well, that's pretty much over.
What? Over? What happened?
Well, Mac found prints on the van. We sent them to Soren in Johannesburg. As you know, he has a Hongan working for him.
How does that help?
You remember the embedded mercs we had at Boulder Bar when the Wi-Fi came back for the Mercury?
Yeah, they turned out to be Hongans posing as Op-4.
Well, they ran the prints through the IDF database and got a photo based on their undercover work at Boulder Bar. Sam recognized it as his brother. He said he was a sucker for heavy metal music.
That's weird.
Well, that's exactly what we thought. Hongans are too careful to leave the prints. We thought maybe the metal thing was a diversion since there was a concert at the power plant last night.
That's right across the street.
Armed with a photo, they sent Mac and Hernandez over to stake the place out.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. It was a diversion, and that trap Nelson set worked.
Yep.
And the feds were there for the collar?
Yep.
And now we have two really upset detectives.
That's putting it mildly.
We both know how that feels. Were they all IDF?
Yeah, Agent Todd led the project. I'm sure that in a few weeks, Stefan will be sharing the correctional facility dining room with his grandfather.
I really hated sitting this one out.
I know.
Well, it's PT time. Ruth's here for more fun and games.
All right, Slugger. Talk to you later.
Tony, welcome back.
Thank you, Director. It's good to be back. I thought Penny would be greeting me.
She sends her regrets, but she went on holiday this morning.
Really? The Riviera, I hope.
She went home, actually.
Home? I can think of many places I'd rather go on holiday than Sheffield.
Something about visiting a doctor.
Oh, I hope she's not ill.
No, I believe they were travelling companions at one time. They were classmates at Sheffield High School for Girls.
Well, I suppose if you're going to travel, having a doctor with you might prove to be quite handy. So what's this all about returning to Boulder Bar Sector?
Our last communique from the controller was that the Mercury is bound for Titan IV along with a Space Marine squad.
Who's commanding the ship now?
Roger's former First Officer, Nate. There to shadow Wi-Fi as Headquarters believes he is in pursuit of Lister.
To complete his coup, no doubt. So they think Lister is on his way to the Western Continent to rally his former troops. Now, you said something about Lenora possibly being mixed up in this.
It stands to reason. You reported that she was extremely loyal to Lister and initially blamed you for turning him over to the IDF authorities. It was a female posing as a lawyer who freed him.
Yes. You said it was while they were transporting him from the prison to the courthouse. If he's trying to get to the Western Continent, he'll need a ship.
They believe he hijacked the cargo ship Ulysses. It was docked at port and then departed suddenly without taking on cargo. They also left their main crew there.
That is totally within the capability of Lenora and Lister. What do we know about the Ulysses?
It's a fast Class A cargo vessel capable of short-field landings. Tam Fielder is the captain. We understand her pilot is a former IDF fighter pilot.
I agree with your assessment. It's a perfect candidate for the job, so what is it I'm to do?
I'm sorry to say this, Agent Simon, but you'll have just enough time to pack before departing for the St. Martin Transfer Facility. The handler there is Mr. Perman, who happens to be the brother of the Baldibar Sector Controller. From there, you'll transfer to the alternate St. Martin and board a deep space ship for the BSS.
Back to the space station again? I might as well have set up residence there. Okay, how much time do I have?
You depart in 3 hours. That should give you enough time to hand in your equipment to Wilson and load out for your next mission.
I shall do that, but not until I've had my last proper meal of real, real food.
Tika, I just spoke with the Port Authority. We have clearance to park. You should have a guide shortly.
He's pulling up now.
Great. Once you park, maintenance will be there to top off our liquid O2 tanks. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. I see Whit.
Are you sure? Where?
He's walking straight towards me.
Roger that.
I'll get back to you as soon as I find out what's going on. What the crawl? You're the last person I expected to see here.
Nate, I can't tell you how good it is to see you. Or anybody, for that matter.
When we came out of the other side of the portal, and you weren't there, we thought, uh-oh, he hit a portal spur.
That's exactly what happened. We hit the time limit on passage, and went into an uncontrollable tumble. We had no idea where we were.
Well, where did you end up?
The Kuiper Belt.
In the 310 solar system?
Near the minor planet Pluto. Talk about having to dodge some big rocks.
You should have taken a left at Albuquerque.
Where?
Never mind. Little Earth joke. Glad you could navigate back.
Couple of portal hops, and we were back to the Titan portal. This time our passage was smooth. As soon as we cleared the portal, we picked up on your low-frequency transmission.
You must have been hauling to get that far ahead of us.
Being a military craft, we locked onto the tracking beam, and with our heavy-duty heat shields, we were able to come in super hot. So what happened with Wi-Fi?
He intercepted us as soon as we made portal passage. He dogged us all the way here, loaded a fighter in our cargo bay, along with some sort of explosive device. The fighter jettisoned as soon as we slowed down to Mach 2.
I suppose he's headed to Charlie 3, Papa Oscar? I understand that's where Lister is. Now what's this about, an explosive device?
Wi-Fi knew that once we dropped his fighter and landed, we'd be out of his control. So he had his pilot set a bomb in the cargo bay. Wi-Fi claims he can track us, and if we try to move it, disable it, or make any move from here, he'll remotely detonate it.
Tell you what, I have an explosive expert with me. I'll have her check out the device. She has a lot of experience with Rage IEDs. Where are you headed?
I was going to go to the local watering hole to see if I could pick up any scuttlebutt on Lister.
Now that sounds like an awesome plan, Captain. I'm a bit dry after our little adventure.
And Major, I think we have a new mission.
What's wrong with you?
No need to shout. I hear you just fine. I'll tell you what's wrong. We spent the night at a heavy metal headbanging concert, looking for a guy that never showed up. What's worse is that the feds came swooping in and caught both of them in Essex Park.
Well, first of all, if you had put in earplugs like I suggested, you wouldn't be suffering from a mild noise concussion this morning. As for the feds, I'm with you on that one.
I would have much preferred to have spent the night in a quiet Essex Park than in a mosh pit with the millennials with way too much energy. How did the feds get in on this anyway?
They were DEA agents. Evidently, they were following these two for suspicion of trafficking. They set up a drug sting in Essex Park.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that we've been busting our butts trying to track down the identity of these two and the feds have them in the radar this whole time? You got to be kidding me.
That's exactly what it looks like.
What about our charges of arson? An attempted bombing.
The captain's meeting with them now. She wants to make sure, along with the DA, that they get properly charged. Most likely, our suspects will be formally charged and then tried in federal court, and maybe we'll get to try them after that.
Right. By By then, we'll both be retired, sipping Mai Tais on the Florida beach somewhere.
Now, there's something I won't be able to get out of my head. Detective Hernandez in a Speedo on the beach.
Ugh. Thanks for that imagery, rookie.
So what's with the long faces? Our two suspects are in custody. Case closed.
Nah, for me it isn't. You'll learn. When something like this occurs, you never get closure.
I'm just happy they've been caught. I'm sure the feds were following your every move, which obviously helped them.
If that was true, I'm sure we'd never hear anything about it.
So what's our next big case?
Got a 6-year-old in Cherry Hill playing with matches. Why don't you go and put the fear of Khan in him?
No, seriously.
You could be putting a halt to a future serial arsonist.
Yeah, think of all the good you'd be doing.
Okay, I get it. I'm going to go file something. Oh, has anyone heard the latest on Kate?
You mean Agent Hawk? Yeah, Barnes told us they hope to soon move her to Walter Reed. Why, you want a rematch?
Down goes Nelson.
Oh, come on, guys. That was months ago.
You could probably take her now.
I don't know. I heard she was hitting the gym pretty hard. If you plan on a comeback, you'd better get busy.
I'm definitely going to go do some filing.
Of all the gin joints in town, you gotta bring me to this one.
So, you've been here before?
Too many times. This is a hot spot for Liberty. Every shore leave, I have to come here and drag out at least two of my soldiers. What are we looking for here?
Not a what, but a who. And just as I'd hoped, there he is.
Jafra? The bounty hunter?
You know him?
I know of him. He's a fully sanctioned IDF bounty hunter.
Do my eyes deceive me? The solar winds must have blown the Mercury off her course. I cannot think of any other reason the first mate would be standing before me and knowing that his captain is indebted to me for the sum of 3,000 monetary units.
Jafra, listen as always. Since our last meeting, Rogers has moved on, leaving me as the Mercury's captain.
And your companion here?
Major Witt, 1st Space Marine Division, Special Tactics Platoon.
Have things gone so awry for you that you need a Marine escort? Captain Knight.
First, the Mercury's debt settled.
Settled? Really? The debt is with Rick Rogers, not you. Why this generous gesture?
The reputation of my ship's important to me. I'm settling the debt to be free and clear of you. As a bonus, I've added 500 units for interest.
500? I must say, your generosity is exceeded only by my curiosity. It is apparent, Captain Knight, that you may be in need of my services. So what is the true purpose of your visit?
Lister.
That name is never spoken here, unless it is in a vile, profanity-laced outburst by someone drunk with too many Titan Mai Tais. Why are you seeking him?
We were forced here by his second command, Lord Zokar, to seek out Lister and capture him.
A fighter re-entered the atmosphere stored in the belly of the Mercury, along with a bomb planted by Wi-Fi. One of my demo experts is currently disarming it. When that is done, we can go after Lister.
We suspect he hijacked his ship and headed to the Western Continent to find former Rage members to join him. We just don't know who.
And you need me to help you.
You know more about the comings and goings of ships than anyone on this planet.
Your assumption is quite correct. I indeed do know what ship he took. And I also know its captain.
Then you'll tell us?
No, Major Witt, I will not tell you. I know there's a 1,000,000-unit bounty on his head. I will take you there.
Will Nate accept Jafra's demands to track down Lister? Will Lister be successful in rallying his troops? What new mission awaits Agent Tony Simon? Find out in the next episode of the Huck Chronicles, Headhunter.